This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Time Warner Cable customers in New York City will be able to watch CBS Tonight, but only for an hour. The warring sides have agreed to suspend the blackout so that voters will be able to watch live tonight's debate at 7 p.m. between Democrats Scott Stringer and Elliot Spitzer in the city comptroller race. The CBS blackout for Time Warner Cable customers in other markets, including L.A. and Dallas, will continue. Joining me for an update on where the fee dispute stands is David Bank, media analyst for RBC Capital Investments. Welcome to WNYC, David.
Thanks, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. CBS wants Time Warner to compensate it more generously for the right to retransmit its programming. These retransmission fee disputes have become more common over the years. I remember a fight 2 years ago between Cablevision and the Food Network. I think 3 years ago. What's at stake for CBS in this battle?
Well, I think for the networks ultimately to thrive, they're going to increasingly have to rely on a dual revenue stream model, meaning historically the broadcast networks relied upon advertising alone, while the cable networks relied on both an affiliate fee revenue stream as well as advertising. And the broadcast networks are increasingly going to be relying on an affiliate fee revenue stream as well to complement advertising. So the battle here is really to start to begin to find the base price at which the broadcasters need to be paid to keep the ecosystem working.
Does the fact that the companies agreed to air tonight's city comptroller debate between the two Democratic candidates and subsequent candidate debates for the remainder of the New York City election season indicate a thaw in negotiations?
It acknowledges a political reality, which is, you know, this is a very, very public business negotiation that impacts consumers in a very, you know, a way that impacts almost every consumer in every city, you know, let alone New York City. And I think people believe that it is their God-given right to watch television, to watch broadcast television. So despite the fact that CBS has a right to demand to get paid for its signal, and Time Warner has a right to, you know, negotiate, agree to the payment it feels is proper, I think the American citizenry believes they should be able to watch television. And because of that belief, it's a very easy controversy for the government to get involved in. Now, can the government actually do anything of consequence, either on a local or a state or federal level? Actually, not that much, but just having the government sort of poke around in this issue is probably bad for both sides.
Are these media giants any closer to reaching a deal than they were a month ago?
I think the only thing that makes them closer is the fact that the NFL season is approaching, and that is what's going to bring a close to these negotiations.
David Bank is with RBC Capital Markets. He joined us to talk about the ongoing Time Warner CBS fee dispute. Thanks so much, David, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Time Warner Cable and CBS are suspending the blackout so that tonight's debate between the Democratic candidates for city comptroller can air live at 7 p.m. Time Warner Cable will also air the Republican mayoral debate on August 28th at 7 and the Democratic mayoral runoff debate on September 23rd at 7. They will be shown on channels 2 and 702. This is WNYC.